The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
It silenced the voice right there. Just a little irony just happened right in front of me as I was about to tell you this next one. It's a glorious, beautiful day today. We have a new host of the Squares coming in because Jeremy's dead and gone to all of us.
Working on.
Mo. Lesbian. Covering all our bases, boys. Genius. So I wanted to bring this up after the Gruden stuff, and everybody's kind of been buzzing about that as it somewhat dies down as far as conversation this week. But last night, I don't know if you guys saw this. Was it last night or Sunday? Must have been last night. Maybe it was Sunday. It was Thursday. Yeah, that was last night. I didn't see it, but I saw the uproar because a friend of mine texted me and said, did you see this? Twitter's losing their mind again because Terry Bradshaw told Andrews she looks good.
That's right.
He said, Terry Bradshaw said, you got your cowboy boots on, your shirt. You're looking good, Aaron.
After the interview,
that's all he said?
She did.
That's all he said. I think
she interviewed
this is the
player.
Clip. Hold on. This is it. Listen to this. This is it.
You got your cowboy boots on and your shirt. You're looking good. That was nice. I enjoyed that interview. Devin White.
That's it.
The hell's wrong with that?
You can't tell a woman that she looks good because it demeans her abilities as a reporter and as a coworker. Even though every time I watch that thing, if one of the Tony Gonzalez or Nate Burleson is known for it, he looks fantastic. People are like, Nate, you are killing it. Kay Adams tells Nate how good he looks all the time. Kyle Brandt on the Good Morning Football has humongous arms. I like Kyle Brandt, although I think he's one of those guys that swings at every pitch, so I get a little tired of him trying to make a joke out of every single thing he hears. And he misses more than he hits, but when he hits, he's good. He's got too much energy. He's one of those too much energy guys. But I hear it all the time. As a homosexual, I tell people all the time. Like yesterday, I told Mark Randy, he looks great. Dudes don't get mad about that. I never once think if you tell me, hey, you look nice today, a coworker woman, Jill, constantly downstairs, those are great shoes. Now that works. This is good. And you look fit. Your clothes fit well, right? I'm like, okay, thank you. Thank you very much. When I told her I was gay, she tried to get me to make out with
me.
Brady. Why don't you give Brady a big kiss and prove it? And I'm like, hey, when I found out you're heterosexual, I didn't go, hey, why don't you make out with Brady and show me a little something? So now I got HR. I'm going to get this lawsuit, Brett. I'm checking out. But yeah, Twitter tried, and I don't know if they're succeeding or not. Getting creepy, Uncle Terry, Twitter says. Terry Bradshaw being cringeworthy, like when Joe Namath tried to kiss.
That was the one I saw.
Yeah, this dot, dot, dot. This is why nothing will ever change with men in total control. Did anyone hear what Terry Bradshaw just said to Aaron Andrews? Straight to how hot she looked in her cowboy boots while she interviewed Devin White. He said it out loud on national TV like, that's okay. Release Terry Bradshaw's emails about Aaron Andrews' fine ass. That's a good one. It's just Terry Bradshaw's lost his marbles. How dare you say that to a female coworker? I think Terry Bradshaw just lost his shot to be on TV and again with Aaron Andrews. Why can't we compliment each other without it being so uptight? So, as I tell you this, the story I'm looking at is on TotalProSports.com. The ad is a T-shirt company. Look at, Brett, I'll show you. Look at the ad in the middle of that. What's that for? So we're all up in arms about treating women fairly. What's the ad?
Read
her shirt.
Club.
Her shirt is, it's a woman in a white T-shirt that says No Bra Club and her nipples are showing. They've got 27 T-shirt that is just going to make you crazy. You'll go viral. Okay. So the whole article is like, we're up in arms about the behavior of men towards women. I can't believe it. Women cannot deal with these types. Oh, by the way, if you want to buy a T-shirt where your nipples show, it's a click here. Also, Terry Bradshaw is a jerk for saying Andrews was a pretty lady.
And Aaron Andrews, don't say anything about it. though. Don't come out and say.
She can't say a thing. Like, Terry didn't mean anything. Back off. What she will have to do if it does gain any fire, if this little brush fire turns into a forest fire, is say, yes, it made me uncomfortable. But as a strong woman, I understand that these are the things we have to deal with. And Terry Bradshaw is fun. You're going to try to just make everybody unfun. You're killing the soul and spirit. There's the No Bra Club ads. That's a pretty good website, I think.
Yes.
If Aaron Andrews wore that and Terry commented, maybe.
Maybe you got something. Yeah.
Look, why suck the soul out of everything? Ooh, we are sucking the soul out of everything. You look beautiful. You look really pretty. Doesn't mean I'm going to bang you. You're still kind of a bitch, probably. More than likely, you drive me nuts. But hey, you look really pretty. That's a nice looking outfit. What is wrong with that?
Because it just demeans us and makes it.
No, it doesn't demean you. You're demeaning yourself. If it doesn't demean you, to you, you're the only one that can be demeaned. If I'm being demeaning and you're not demeaned, then it didn't work. So it's up to you.
And wasn't she kind of dressing? I mean, the reason we're saying that, she was dressing the part because was she down in Texas or is he?
I don't know. Who cares? He likes cowboy boots
on
chicks. He thinks
she's
pretty. By the way, she's hired and she does the job because she's pleasant to look at. That's what TV is. The only reason Terry Bradshaw shouldn't be on TV anymore is because he's a big blob. He looks like the snowman from the Rudolph specials. He's not fun to look at.
He knows that. He don't care.
Right. His legendary status on the football field is what put him there. You think Howie Long is on TV because of his glorious abilities to communicate? Turns out he's pretty good at it, but it's also because he's a damn handsome man, period. Michael Strahan, someone or other, charmed his way on television. Now he's lovable. Stop it. It's ridiculous. I quote Viktor Frankl. You choose the way you choose to feel. It doesn't happen to you. So if you're demeaned, it's because you allowed it. Now, if Terry Bradshaw said, oh, well, you get more jobs right here if you dress like that. You look great. Show some more nip. Now you got something. Now you got somebody's harassing you and doing something terrible. But somebody's saying, hey, that's it. You look fantastic. Man, did you look good in that interview, and you do a great job. But if you're demeaned by that, that's because of you. If you're insulted by something, that's because you chose to be. You choose how you choose to feel. That's it, period. You can choose to not feel that way. When I tell Brett, you look like garbage today, he can choose to take that and say, hey, what's this guy's problem? Or he can go, I don't think I do. Oh, well.
Now, we all pretty much know that when we come in here.
Come on.
That's why we're in radio, for God's sakes.
Come on.
Exactly.
When did we ever try? There was a period
on days when he's golfing, maybe?
Even still. Sort of a slovenly golfer. Doesn't tuck. For reasons we all know. It'd be uncomfortable.
Yeah, there's a reason.
There's a reason your pants will probably fall down.
And it depends on the club. There's some clubs that make you tuck it in.
Yeah, you have to some golf clubs, and I hate that. And then if you tuck and you forgot your belt, you're like, I ain't got to go buy a belt, and they're $300 in the clubhouse because it's a nice place, usually Troon, bastards. Yeah, we can't allow you to
sell more belts.
Got to have your shirt tucked in. I'm like, oh, man, really? I'm demeaned.
It's not enough for me to pay these.
But you know what? Yeah, not enough to go $375 for 18 holes. It ain't nothing for you, and then I got to go buy a $300 belt now because you guys don't like my clothes? Okay. You're only demeaned if you are allowing it, period. I can be demeaning, and you'd be like, this man is demeaning. I'm not going to allow him to beat me. That's terrible. You're a horrible person. You can say it back to me. You're a horrible person. I don't like how you're talking to me. There's ways out. But if Aaron Andrews wasn't upset, shut up, everybody else.
Yeah, my thing was, again, she should just, I mean, she could put that whole thing out. With the comma. I know Terry.
I banged
fine
Terry.
Fine with that.
I would love to hear that.
Yeah,
I banged Terry.
Said that,
we had a relationship.
Anyway, it's like, this is no big deal. Knock it off.
Who hasn't said anything yet? She hasn't come out?
I don't know if this one's going to take hold. They're trying to make it a thing. They're trying to make it something.
I hate this world of woke pussies.
Oh.
It's just ridiculous.
Exactly.
Out there.
But think about it. You're Aaron Andrews. You're locked in, man. You got the best gig in the world, and you're good at it.
Yep.
If someone said, you know, if it becomes second nature that, like, we think you're amazing at your job, and you're happy, and you're not, you know, looking for more promotions. This is what you do. You're the main interview source. And by the way, she interviewed Russell Wilson and was in the most amazing trench coat I've ever seen as they sat on a pier and they showed the setup for it. And they're like, all right, Aaron, hair back, roll it behind you a little bit. It's blocking your face. Let's get your right leg out so you look longer. And they're showing the setup of it. And she's sitting in this pose to appear more attractive for the shot because it's a visual medium. You're supposed to look attractive. if it got in the way and she was bad at her job and people are like, you're bad at your job, but you look great, so that then you got something. But she's good at her job. So then on the way, you're like, hey, you look great. By the way, Brady, I like your shirt today. I like those types of shirts. I'm guessing that's a Stitch Fix thing.
Yeah.
That's a great shirt. They nice hoodies. You look very nice. And this is a gay guy talking
to you. Look
at him. Here we go.
Yeah. You don't know how to
react. Here we go, Jim. I would blow a guy like you. Now I've gone too far. I tell you, you got a nice shirt on.
But have you? You can get away with that now being a gay
guy. I can't
know
that I'm gay.
Yeah.
But I still have boundaries. I could just say I was joking around. But I would blow Brady if he stepped for it. Just to prove we're into this together. But yeah, it's a nice shirt. It looks good. Look at Brady. Doesn't care. And we all know Brady's not here because of his looks.
It is. I got a little pep in my step now.
Yeah.
I walk out here. I'm going to.
Yeah.
You should. A little confidence. Put your chest out there a little.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You look nice. It's rare for Brady to look nice. It's a good shirt. Looks good. I would say slimming, but I don't know if it is because it's in horizontal lines. But you look nice. Toledo, you look like you woke up 3 days ago and put clothes on and you like you've been searching for Brian Laundrie or something.
Pretty much.
Doesn't matter. I look like a child. I dress like a 12-year-old. My shoes are, it's ridiculous what I wear. I'm 49 years old. I dress like I'm 11.
Well, the one day, your
11.
Rainbow shoes, I liked them.
They're great shoes.
But, I mean, from a distance, you wouldn't think, that's a 50-year-old dude.
Now I have rainbow shoes. And I'm not 50 yet, so back off. 4'9". It's enough I got a fake hip. I don't need you pushing years on. Brett, you look the same as you always.
Yeah.
Nobody's upset. How about that? We just commented on our appearances.
We rolled right on.
We rolled right through. And guess what? Our check's still cash on Fridays, and we're good. So everybody needs to call me F down. Terry Bradshaw, even if he wasn't a Steeler, he's a legend. He's fantastic. And he told Erin Andrews she looks fun because he's a fun person. You're sucking the fun out of humanity. Ladies, eventually, if it just keeps up, and Twitter, not just ladies, Twitter, if it all keeps up, we're just not going to even talk to you. You ever seen the movie Barbarella? Barbarella was a goofy Jane Fonda movie where society had gotten
so...
It
was a true story.
Now it's becoming, a crystal ball where society had gotten so tight that if you said anything, it was bad and you had to be very careful and all the rules were this and that. And sex was off limits, so you had to take a pill. If you liked somebody, you took a pill and they took a pill and you sat in the same room and the pill made you have an orgasm and then you left. And then some winged alien comes down and she's like, oh, you'd like to do that with me? I suppose. And she gets the pills out and he goes, no. No.
Yeah, Duran Duran.
Right? And that's his name, Duran Duran. Yeah. I forgot about that. And he bones the tar out of her and her hair's all messed up and she pops up like, holy, that was awesome. Well, that's the future. And I, frankly, I'm looking forward to it because there's less talking to people and less chances that anybody's going to get upset about stuff. It's dumb. But yeah, Terry Bradshaw saying that about Erin Andrews yesterday. It's trying to be a thing. I don't know. It's, Twitter loves a backlash. And all the articles were like, a Hall of Fame quarterback turned broadcaster Terry Bradshaw receiving backlash for comment about journalist Erin Andrews.
Just because it's your backlash doesn't mean he's receiving backlash.
Look what she was wearing. She's sitting on a hay bale.
And, that's what I'm saying. She's dressed in the part.
And she does look good.
She looks fantastic. She's dressing the part of cowgirl.
Yeah.
Interviewing Devin White, who's evidently from... Oh, he's the one that got big as a kid working on that farm. He always talks about he's
that's right.
Farm
I thought he
strong.
Was in... Oh, really?
And they probably went back to his...
Farm
and said, because he's always said, somebody said once to him, I forgot about that. That was in the interview I watched yesterday. He grabbed a guy with one hand and pulled him down. He's like, how are you so strong? He goes, man, all I used to do is just lift hay bales and working on the farm.
Make a comment on that. That's why I was saying when he was coming out of that, that's the only reason he said that. They're out on the farm.
Yeah. Terry Bradshaw, cringy interaction. Can you imagine Terry Bradshaw's emails today? Here's my semi-regular plea to get Terry Bradshaw off the air. He's a good old boy and that routine is over. That's my man. That's a Raider
come on,
fan. He hates the Steelers.
You should talk to him, John.
Terry?
That's not a man.
No, the guy that made the comment. You can relate.
How so?
Because he's a twink, he's saying.
Yeah.
Well, Brady's on the bad
Who's
way.
A twink? Wait a minute, because I got to make the comment.
Yeah, you're the twink.
Why is that guy a twink? My semi-regular plea to get Terry, his good old boy routine
no
is over.
No man would make that comment.
Exactly. Oh, I see what you're saying. You guys are calling him a homo.
Yes.
God, I'm really in the middle on this one.
Bouncing ball.
Damn, well, I found the bouncing ball, but I'm like, I'm offended, but I'm also in I totally agree. I didn't realize. I since I've joined the tribe, I don't hear those things.
Oh, okay.
I only see people as people. I don't see them as homos or not homos. Now that I am one. Being gay is kind of hard. Transition's not easy.
I'll take your word for it.
I was talking to that wife of mine yesterday about this. This is difficult. Like, being gay is hard now. Like, yeah. She's looking at me like, what is this?
Where are you going with this?
Try to have conversations with her about it. It's impossible. To get your wife to understand how gay you are now to make sure that the checks keep coming. It's silly. And then the news last night that made me laugh, because I think all of America did the same thing when their a news alert. I don't know if your news alerts came on and told you Bill Clinton went to the hospital for UTI.
They said sepsis for a while.
Well, it was from a UTI.
Yeah.
So the UTI.
Well, they didn't travel up.
Yeah, the infection got into his blood. So the UTI got into his bloodstream, which creates sepsis. And they're like, and that's all you think about is, oh, Bill's at it again.
Here we go, Jim.
I was in the bathroom. I walked in. I was like, what is that? It smells like ammonia and cabbage. Well, Hillary was peeing. And I thought, oh, no. And then all of a sudden, I couldn't pee anymore, and it backed up on me. That's not a real story, Bill. Where were you? I was dipping into some Erin Andrews. You have no idea. That little cowgirl outfit, I couldn't help myself. Also, I'm a back-to-front wiper, and sometimes I get silly. Hillary's a back-to-front wiper.
Ooh, no thank you.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's like a sweet tomatoes if the power went out in the middle of summer. They just didn't clean up any of the food, so it smells like cabbage and
E. coli.
E. coli, get that pizza, cheese. And sweet tomatoes is the only place that serves mostly salad, and all the customers are fat. Figure that out. Anyway, I'm laying in the hospital. And the worst thing in the world to be in a hospital is when Jimmy Carter comes and visits you.
Be in there. Show off.
Show off. I'll just add you got a UTI. All right, don't judge.
Jimmy whips it out.
I've had brain cancer for 14 years. You're a miracle.
Oh, Jimmy's a shower, for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
He's not a grower?
Look at this, Bill.
Yeah. Mine never gets sick. You're crazy, Jimmy. Put that away. You're going to get in trouble. Let me see that hog again. God damn. That's shaped like a peanut.
Should have seen the interns I had, Bill.
I got away with it because I wore rubber.
Different time.
Rubbers are for quitters. I ain't scared of a UTI. But yeah, Bill Clinton admitted in the hospital for a UTI, and I chuckled for 10 minutes.
How did that happen?
He's got some explaining to do. Old people get UTIs, though. I don't know how it happened. Just happened. Drinking cranberry juice like crazy now. It didn't work.
He's going to get himself a skateboard and a Fleetwood Mac boombox.
Can you imagine? Yeah. Turn on the Stevie Nicks. I got something to do. I'm going viral. I'm going viral with my virus.
Making a play for Stevie Nicks.
How hard is it? True. Honestly, how hard is it? Because you know for a couple days, Bill's like, ow, 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 ow. God damn, it hurts to pee.
I'm used to this.
And then he's ow, 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 ow. God, it's getting worse, not getting better.
Bill, are you drinking cranberry juice?
Yeah, I got a hankering. Don't worry about it. That uncomfortable conversation when you know he had to walk to another room in his house and knock on Hillary's bedroom door because they haven't been in the same bedroom for a long time.
I told you not to drink.
Knocked on the door. Hill, I need a ride to the hospital.
What is it?
I don't want to say. You're going to get mad.
What is it?
I don't know. Something hurts to pee.
God damn it, Bill!
I'm not because of that. It hurts to pee. I didn't do nothing this time. God damn it. You just get me to the hospital. It came out purple. It all hurts.
Oh, Jesus, Bill. You're embarrassing me again.
This time it is food related.
He tweeted, thank you, Erin Andrews, for the ride to the hospital.
Yeah. UTIs for old people are common. Like, I've had one in my life. And I don't really know how it
never
happened.
Never had one.
Hurt. I think I might have been passing
stone.
Well,
that stone, I know though. Of.
The one UTI I had was from...
Is that the one you got Roto-Rooter'd
out
for?
From that girl that was drinking Boone's Farm and decided to give me a little mouth hug.
You think that was a stone instead?
No. The next time, I thought, I'm like, is this UTI? I think I passed a stone.
You got a UTI from Boone's Farm?
Boone's Farm.
Strawberry Hill just got to you?
What was the shrimp cocktail?
It was Wild Island.
Ceviche.
Could have been ceviche. That was her brand. But we were drinking Boone's Wild Island and climbed in the back of the old CJ7 and she decided to give me a mouth hug. And 2 days later, I couldn't pee.
Oh, ow.
And I didn't know why. I went to the doctor and he put a pipe cleaner in my urethra and pulled out half my urethra and told me I had a big urethra and a small penis. The doctor was very honest. Got a large urethra. Oh, really? Doesn't mean you got a big penis, though. Pulls a culture out of the inside of that thing. And that's the dude that checked my prostate, Brett. And I released on the table.
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
He milked it.
Huh?
Yeah. Brett's first time with this story. We've all been through it before. It's not pleasure. Yeah, he went in there, hit it. I had a thing happen. He goes, that's normal. I'm like, not for me, it's not. A dude's finger in my ass making me do that is not normal. That is not.
Well, it is now.
Not your average Thursday. Well, it's going to be normal. I'm still. Yeah, there's the Wild Island.
Oh,
we got like, because it was $2. We got like 4 bottles of that stuff.
That's the high school wine.
Sugar water.
Yeah.
Apple wine.
Worst diarrhea, worst headache, worst drunk you could ever get. And I was fine. She was drinking most of it. And I had a couple sips and then she got all randied up. Started to go hand to wing contact, and I'm like, this is a go. It was my best friend's ex. I actually called
him. Hang on, take a swig.
Called him and asked him if it was okay. She wants to do stuff. Is that right? Yeah, go nuts. I'm fine. I'm like, really? I don't really want to do anything with her, but I think she's trying to make you mad. I don't care. Okay. Drove around, got some burritos.
Oh, burritos and boons. What?
Burritos, boons.
The burritos.
This is what you got out of the story.
20. What are you going to do? I had like $8 in my pocket.
Circle K. Good night.
Make a night of it. I needed gas money. I had to feed her. Basically, it was I'm going to feed her. And
Circle K have the roller food at that time?
No, I wouldn't have eaten that. I still was a snob about that stuff.
But you go
sitting
for the
food. Well, burritos are wrapped up and somebody made it. It was like 70 cents. Got a couple of bean burritos.
Microwave.
Wash it down with some boons. Next thing you know, she wants to make out. I didn't make out with her. She was like, I'm like, ah.
No. Well, part of you did.
We're just talking. Oh, yeah, no. I'm like, I'd rather do other stuff. I was just hoping she didn't want to reciprocate because it's a burrito boons factory down south.
You and Michael Douglas.
I didn't want her relaxing.
You went gay earlier.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Would you have felt compelled to do
Heck
it?
No. Because if I'd have done a good job, she'd have relaxed the sphincter and God knows what would have happened.
Oh, yeah. Oof.
Next thing you know, I'm cleaning up a CJ7. Didn't have carpet, though. It would have been an easy hose out. Yeah, so I had that UTI, but I don't know how else you get them. How else do you get them as a man? I know people are susceptible. Some guys get them a lot, but I don't know how you get them without getting something in there.
Yeah.
I think you have to get something in there. You got me. But, yeah, that's the only UTI I've had, I think. And then I thought I had that one. I'm pretty sure I was passing a stone. That was like 3 days, and then it just went away.
Are they similar?
Yeah, just stopped being a thing. I mean, it was like blood and pain, and I felt like I had the flu, and my back hurt, and my body was. I was sweating.
Brady, is there a lot of blood?
Yeah.
You don't pee.
Yeah, you can't.
You don't pee.
It's espresso.
Exactly. It comes out mocha. I'm positive I passed the stone. And
I would freak
it was
out.
Labor Day weekend. I just laid there for like 3 days. I'm like, what did I do? I've done nothing like unusual, and it hit me on that couch. And then I went home and I laid down for 3 days. And then the Monday afternoon, I'm like, something happened. I'm like, I feel great. And I had no medicine, nothing. I'm almost positive I was a stone. But Bill had to bang on Hillary's door. I'm going to the hospital because it hurts to pay.
I'm calling a lawyer.
Man, we've been through this. You're good.
You're not going nowhere.
Don't worry about it.
We got a library.
What are you going to do? Run for something again? You're not going to find another man who'll go down on that thing anyway.
Yuck. Toledo, of course John didn't reciprocate. He doesn't like that part of the lady. He's gay, remember?
I used to. I wouldn't today, and I didn't then. So maybe it was kind of deep-rooted. Tell you what was deep-rooted. That girl's throat. Yeah, it didn't. It was a bad one. But I think that's the last time I ever dabbled in the Boone's Farm. Do they still make Wild Island? Is it still a thing?
Apparently,
oh, yeah. you didn't find an old picture that you can still buy?
I had some last night.
You had some Wild Island?
No.
Want me to order some up?
I didn't know it was still a thing.
Get him a case.
I didn't know you could.
$5. That,
I was just going to say, put you back by $5.
How much is a case of Wild Island?
All right, let me find out.
I will do a.
They were what? Like $2 or $3
it
a
was
bottle
$2.
At the time?
$1.99 at the Circle K over there on Don Carlos and Guadalupe.
It'll run you about $48. $48 for a case is my guess.
You think?
No way. Because case is what, $12?
Yeah.
So it should be like $34.
I'd say $30 with inflation.
$4 a bottle, $3.99.
$4. Brady's right on the money with the $48. They've jumped. They've doubled in prices since my UTI.
Man.
$4. That's more than $3, Chuck, which just raised its prices, and it's better wine.
We got new flavor options.
Oh, it's blue.
Blue Hawaiian.
It's Gatorade now.
They still got the OG Strawberry Hill, though, right?
Oh, yeah. That's their most popular seller.
Huh. I have a UTI.
Apparently, it's owned by Ernest and Julio Gallo now.
Oh, the Gallo brothers bought it?
Barely.
Where's the vineyard? I'd love to tour that. It's not in that.
Vineyard?
It? Yeah, it's in Maryvale.
It's in Maryvale.
It's in the guy's yard.
The press.
Hey, man, I got the grapes back here.
Welcome to Boone's Farm, Holmes. Come on in the backyard. Look,
grapes.
Those are raisins. Whatever. They've been out for a while. Stump them. Put some apples in it. Blue food coloring. That's good wine, man.
Fuzzy navel's available.
To the islands.
Hey, look, my abuelita loves it.
Your grandmother's drinking blue wine.
I know. Classy, huh?
Your grandmother's 37.
I know. It's crazy. Oh.
The T-shirt to add to your collection.
Oh, Boone's Farm Apple. And they got a picture of the winery. Get that shirt for me.
1990.
Immediately.
Yeah, you need that one.
Yeah, Boone's was the – I didn't like Strawberry Hill because I hate strawberries.
That's a good question. I wonder where the Boone's vineyard is, or the Mad Dog vineyard, too.
Yeah.
I think you guys are putting this on a way higher.
Mad Dog one's by Comiskey Park in
just
Chicago.
Thinking the same thing. It's off of Frank Thomas and Martin Luther King Boulevards. Right downtown South Chicago.
MLK.
Yeah. Or it's right next to Jesse Owens' memorial statue. Right. I guarantee it.
All right. You want the Apple t-shirt or Strawberry Hill t-shirt?
No, I hate Strawberry Hill. I'm not promoting that. Apple. Boone's Farm. Yeah. So I got that. But that Bill having a UTI cracked me up. 10-15 minutes of me just looking up stories like, and the only reason is I'm just thinking of like everybody, the doctor. Why are you here today, President Clinton? Well, can you keep a secret? Do the best I can. But I have an issue urinating. It's hurting to urinate.
Just say I went to the hospital.
It hurts to pee.
They're trying to keep
of course
that
it hurts
out.
To pee, sir. We'll be right. I have to go talk to a nurse real quick. Clinton, I see that smirk. You're going to go giggle. God damn it. I don't tell him it hurts to pee. What do I tell my prostate? They did an interview with a dude on the news about the West Nile virus. It made me laugh, too, because they're like, symptoms. I had a temperature of 101 degrees. I had the chills. And he goes, and then what was really weird is a constant feeling in my prostate. Like, I wouldn't even know what that is. Can you feel your own prostate without actually feeling your own prostate?
I doctor.
Physically handled it, but...
So people were like, give me the West
Nile.
Yeah,
well, that sounds great. You get all hot and sweaty, and then your butt starts to tingle. Okay. Thanks, Skeeters. Get me some Skeeters. It's moving a pot, and a mosquito stung me. And the next thing you know, I had a fever, and my butthole tingled. That sounds like Friday at Michael and Troy's house.
It's your the other thing that dogged the bounty hunter's new theory on Brian Laundrie.
Uh-uh.
He's a gentleman. And
Laundrie is?
Yeah, oh. And it might have happened because just interviewing people and family and all that, that he wasn't really a loud, outspoken,
quiet kid.
He was trying to keep her quiet, and doing so might have accidentally
strangled her to death.
It's no accident in strangulation.
That excuse works.
Yeah. Hello, Twitter world. It's yours truly, OJ. I'm a gentleman. I treat a bitch like a lady. I'm gentlemanly, you know. I was trying to keep Nicole quiet, too. She was screaming while I was stabbing her. Shut up, bitch. She had to cut her head off. But sometimes you just have to try to keep a lady down. Terry Bradshaw, I agree with you. Aaron Andrews looked great last night. It's too bad about her head.
He hates ladies' heads.
I've had a problem with heads.
I watched that movie, Brady. I watched the movie Mannequin.
Oh, yeah.
Which I love because... That's why I fell for ladies. When I was a kid, I used to go by the stores. I'd see all those mannequins. I'm like, they're beautiful, and none of them had heads. This is the way the women should be. And I tried to make that a reality, and people got very upset.
Big fan of Sex and the City, too. Because the mannequin girl.
Oh, yeah, Kim Cattrall. Yeah. Thank you, Brady.
You're confusing Kim Cattrall with a real mannequin, Brady. She still had her head in Sex and the City.
Sorry, Juice.
Actually disappointed with that. All her head's not real. Damn it. I've got to go.
Anyway, so if you're Bill Clinton and you've got a UTI, I can't imagine that had to be a tough conversation with just about everybody. And then he's got a cell phone, too. So his alerts come on. 42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton, admitted to the hospital with a UTI. God damn it. Just couldn't say I had corona or something.
Well, the first one did. That's what's funny. Just
yeah, this sepsis. Is not corona.
Sepsis.
Well, sepsis is what's bad.
Right.
But it's from the UTI, and they couldn't wait to get
that. When I saw that last night, I thought, uh-oh.
He's dead. I was texting somebody.
Here we go.
Clinton's going to die tonight. I'm not, though. I'm good. You have no idea. I'm like Keith Richards. The stuff that's in my body, forget it. You talk about herd immunity. I've had sex with the herd. Colin Howard. Coward. You tired. Colin Howard. Coward. Coward Howard. It's 7:16. What do you got on the big board of musical treats over there, Bert?
All right. Wake Up Song brought to you by our buddies over there at Action Ride Shop. Still running their sale on the carryover snow hard goods. So if you're looking for the bindings, boots, boards, they got you hooked up right there. Plus, they got the Five Alarm Blend coffee. Since it's getting a little cold out there, nice coffee in the morning. So head on over to Action Ride Shop over there on Gilbert Road and Southern. And check them out, of course, on actionrideshop.com as well as Action Ride Shop on all the socials. Let's see here. Pantera, Rammstein, Living Color, Nonpoint. Rockwell, somebody's watching me for your neighbor the other night.
Rockwell. It's Sweet James will sue us. It's his song now.
Megadeth, Bring Me the Horizon, Unleash the Archers, Volbeat, Danko, Trivium, Stained, Korn, Misfits.
Wow, dig up her bones. Is Egypt Central redoing the White Rabbit, the Jefferson Airplane?
No. It was a different thing. We played that years ago,
did we?
Yeah, I think it was in the old building, as a matter of fact.
I do not remember that. I'll let you pick this week.
Today. You know what? Let's do the Misfits. Let's do Dig Up Her Bones.
You're going to dig up her bones?
What the hell?
All right. Why not? Go for that one. While we dig for that, I have to say, Brady, you know how you probably had some teachers you can remember that moved you and touched your life?
Sure.
Do you remember which teacher it was?
Yeah.
Who?
Mr. Wagner.
Mr. Wagner was the one who moved you and was your mentor in some sort. Toledo, did you have a teacher?
Mr. Adams.
Mr. Adams, the one that got
English teacher.
Brett?
Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Johnson. Well, that's where you guys and I are different.
Uh-oh.
I evidently affected the lives of a teacher.
Coach Clark?
Well, sure, Coach Clark.
Hang high on the plex?
No, I'm one of those students that made a teacher's life different.
Oh, no.
That's right.
And here we go.
Email, letter from a teacher that, and it's so, you know, I'm so happy. It's my passion as a student was to change the lives of a teacher. And just if I just got to just one, that's what would matter most. And I did. I got this letter that says, "Hey, John, congratulations, man, on your huge success. Do you think I'm surprised? No. Let's go back in time. I'm in the social studies office at Dobson High School when I hear, from another teacher, F word. As I sit in my desk prior to the beginning of a new semester, I'm like, what happened? He said, I'm looking at my new class list. Dude, I feel sorry for you. You've got Holmberg. Good luck. Since I didn't ask what it meant because I didn't want to know. First day of class, you cracked a joke. Day one, I remember. And I'm thinking, okay, the reason John's considered inappropriate by the other teachers is because he interrupts their mission with his funny. Here's the deal. I laughed at the joke, and I remember. Your joke was funny. In fact, your jokes were always funny. What a talent, I thought to myself. And right away, I realized I was dealing with a smart young man with amazing comedic ability and no fear of exceeding the limits. So I enthusiastically enlisted you to work with me. It would be stupid not to. What a great addition to the student experience in my classroom. John, I said, this is so great. Crack jokes all throughout the lesson, but I'll give you a signal if you need to stop so I can finish my task, and you were totally cool with it. My attendance rate for the class you were in was 100%. It's no class I've ever had achieve that level. There were kids that were part of the Holmberg Del Ergo experience that only went to one class a day because of you and me. And I don't think... and don't think I don't appreciate it because I do. Thanks for all you do for the canine friends. I'm a dog nut, too. And also, the free onion blossom you got my wife, Terry, and I when we dined at Tony Roma's, you were managing. Terry says hi. I wanted to express her appreciation because she was a substitute teacher at Dobson, occasionally dealt with you. And you actually shut down someone who gave her crap once. Bottom line, it's been great to know you. Awesome life work, John. No surprise. Your friend, Rick Del Ergo. I touched the lives of teachers as a student. It's usually the other way around. Well, you've got that Mr. Wagner who molded you as a ball of clay. And I saw Mr. Del Ergo when I was about 14 or 15 and said, this man needs my help. And what I did was take his adult body and mold it into what I wanted and became the teacher he could always be. Thanks to me, That's right, Brady. I helped teach it. I touched one.
Awesome.
So you and your teachers, your Mr. whoever it was,
Johnson,
Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
And
no, not Bullwinkle.
Toledo had Mr. Anderson, and you had Mr. Wagner or whatever it was. Sure. That's easy, teachers touching kids. They're easy. They're moldable. In fact, you shouldn't touch the kids' teachers. It's illegal.
I had one of those teachers.
And we all had one of those teachers. I, on the other hand, took that lopsided ball of clay known as Mr. Delergo and said, you know what? I'm going to make you good now.
I'll be your sidekick.
I did it.
In class.
He wrote me a letter to say, you made me a better man.
Do you remember him?
Oh, I love Mr. Delergo.
Oh, okay.
One of the greatest teachers you could ever imagine. The
guy got the onion loaf every time he came into town.
Well, he only went in there a couple times, and he was a fantastic human being. It was my pleasure to mold him into the man he is today, and I feel great about that. I really do. You boys sitting there, these vapid balls of nothingness.
Didn't have the mentoring skills.
Needing some man to come into your life.
You were so far ahead of the
curve. I was so far away. I'm like, this teacher needs help. And
you did it.
Implemented my ways as a tween, a prepubescent, actually late pubescent tween with zero confidence in the head the size of Easter Island and a body like a toothpick. I look like a drinkster. Help Mr. Delergo become a better person. How many of you have ever gotten a letter from your teacher saying, you know what? You made me a better man. None of you.
I got a letter.
Yeah, it said, please stop calling.
Turn in your homework.
Mine was, thank Christ you're out of my class.
That's right. It was very nice of him, though. He was a really good guy. And I've had this letter sitting on my desk for a while, and I meant to bring it up because I really want him to know that I appreciate him recognizing all I've done for him. I just wanted to point that out here. Good person. He and his wife. Very lovely people. That teacher that was cool but wasn't too far over the line, you know? Like Brady always talks about that guy that used to take you jet skiing and stuff. He was going to try to finger
off. Paul Brouse.
Yeah, that was a little far. Mr. Delergo was just the guy at school that was... He was the cool teacher without trying to be your friend. But yeah, it was great. So that was very nice. So I just wanted to say thank you to Rick Delergo. And you should all be so lucky to have a teacher like that in your life someday that's willing to say, this kid's smarter than me. I need to do what he says. And he saw that with me. It was social studies. I think he recognized this. None of this matters. Let's just get him in and out. If we can get a few laughs along the way, let the jackass talk. Your friend, Colin Maxey. Worked for the Diamondbacks for a while.
Still does.
Yeah. Does he still work there? Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a bigwig now.
Yeah.
He was the original jackass in Delergo's classes. And at the end of the year, he would give away the Colin Maxey Award for, basically biggest dickhead in class that didn't get in the way too bad. And I won the Colin Maxey Award two times in Mr. Delergo's class. And they changed the name of it to me. Sorry, Colin. I changed Mr. Delergo's life.
That's funny. Wagner's class, it was you were reading... Shakespeare, and the end of it, there was a Hecate Award from Macbeth, and you perform a scene from Macbeth, and I got the award.
You got the Hecate Award for doing Shakespeare?
Yeah.
Was that a Gompers class?
Nope, it was my version of Shakespeare.
Okay, good. Yeah, because your version of the Brady Report is not English. I can't imagine you trying to read Shakespearean language, so you made up your own.
Yeah.
That had to be fantastic. You give me free reign with Shakespeare, I think Brady would be the guy I'd turn to and go nuts, kid.
Dominate.
Let's go a little Macbeth. It's comic tragedy. It's a brilliant thing. Yeah, that's fun, though. That's nice. What did Mr. Wagner do for you that made you like, okay, he's the one. He's the guy.
You'd never think you'd appreciate Shakespeare or British literature at all.
He's just one of those.
Yeah, made it come to life a little bit.
I still don't either. Yeah. It's great stuff, but I need the movie. I'm not reading any of that stuff. It's like, wild. What did yours do, Toledo? Did he say you could call him dad?
No. He basically kind of brought me along, allowed me to graduate high school on the last day of class.
Oh.
I didn't turn in any of my assignments, and I'd had him three other English classes, and so he pulled me aside and gave me a heads up and said, hey, you're going to have to turn in all this stuff over the weekend.
So you had to do everything in a day?
I had to do it. Well, we had a four-day weekend, Yikes. So I did it and turned it in on the last day, and he passed me. So he gave me the heads up that he wouldn't give a lot of other kids. So
no kidding. Yeah. How about that? That you were about to go out?
Yep.
What about yours? What was yours?
He was just a cool guy. He just made sure that we all got through it and didn't talk down to us. Kind of kept us on the same level, which was really cool, especially in high school.
That's how I treated Mr. Delergo.
What a bunch of dicks in his class!
I didn't talk down to my teachers. That was a big key for me.
Was that your cattle mutilation class?
No, but it was in the ag department. As a matter of fact,
was it really?
It was
an ag teacher.
Yeah, it was an ag teacher.
You're
because I took ag business.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that was the one you walked away with going, this guy's the one.
Got him to move meats.
He didn't push us down. He was like, he just talked to us. Unless you're a dick, then he then he puts you in your place. But he was really cool.
Interesting. Honing in his butcher skills.
No, it was a different class.
I would have liked to have been in his class and shown him better ways. Clearly, that's what I'm capable of. It's a nice letter, though. So thank you, Mr. DeLargo. And that's the thing, I think, if you remember a teacher. Like, I can picture Mr. DeLargo.
Oh, yeah.
Like, vividly.
But you can remember those dick teachers, though,
too. Oh, Mr. Craig.
Mr. Penrod.
Mr. Zabrowski.
Yeah, Mr. Zabrowski. He was a b-hole, but he was non-threatening because I watched one of the students beat him in arm wrestling once, and then everything. Alan Gully was a loudmouth, and he's like.
Gully beat him?
They almost got into a fight.
Really?
And they had to settle it with arm wrestling, and Gully slammed him. Eighth grader. Crushed the teacher. I mean, it was easy.
He was a little dude.
Yeah,
but still,
he's like, you think you're a man? You want to be a man? And they were chest to chest, and Mr. Bullwinkle, the 7-foot guy, said, you two handle this a different way. And they arm wrestled, and I mean, Gully worked him in 3 seconds or less. It was the montage scene from Over the Top. It was just it was the fastest. And then so Zabrowski lost all his juice because a student just kicked his ass in arm wrestling. So he had no power anymore. And then he ended up touching some girl or something and ended up getting kicked out of schools. I don't know if that's even true, but that was the allegation.
It was in the paper, actually.
Well, it was in the paper.
Years ago, so I don't
know
what
he actually did because
we
never had information. We just knew he couldn't be at school anymore.
It wasn't on the internet. We didn't have the internet back
then. Didn't at all. We just knew Zabrowski was in trouble for inappropriate behavior. I don't know what he did. I still don't know if that's real or what, but I know he wasn't at school anymore.
I was happy he got in trouble. I'm not
you
saying
didn't like
why
him
he got. No,
Mr. Sure. Craig was my guy.
He always kicked me out, and I had to go to Mr. Craig's class all the time.
Oh, that's a fate worse than hell.
Yeah.
Zabrowski was a Cubs fan, though, so we talked Cubs baseball a lot.
Ugh. There's another reason I don't like him.
But I remember him because I was as tall as he was, and I was like 5'3". All right, you got it. It's Misfits here. Dig up her bones. But thank you, Mr. DeLair. Going to all the teachers out there who I've molded over the years, you're welcome. I know I'm quite a powerful presence as a teenager. If only any of the girls recognized that. I was busy molding grown men, which I'm planning to do now as a homosexual as well. We'll mold them right into some shapes like pretzels.
Different type of molding.
Mr. DeLargo was quite a handsome man, if he's interested in jumping into this whole new world.
You'll guide him?
I will guide him through this as well. Yep, with a shoehorn and some grease.
Oh.
We're getting in.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.